Today, the REA members overwhelmingly rejected the board's latest offer, and they have voted to authorize a strike on Thursday.
What was the vote?
Honestly, it was about 1,500 to less than 100. I don't remember the exact numbers.
Overwhelmingly. What was talked about prior to the vote?
We discussed what the board's position was. We discussed what a strike meant. We discussed what benefits would be like during a strike. And then we took a vote.
Karen, you indicated in the press release yesterday that progress was made. Do you feel like there's a chance that you'll have this thing settled before Thursday?
We have we have complete confidence that we can bargain at any time the district says. We're ready. As long as they're authorized to bargain, we'll be there and we'll work to reach an agreement.
So Thursday gives you some time between now and then. What is set to happen between now and Thursday?
We have no scheduled meetings at this time with the district.
But the school board will consider what you put forth yesterday.
I don't have any knowledge of what the school board is going to consider or do.
Right now, we're on strike for Thursday.
Yes, we are on strike on Thursday.
Can you talk about it? You talk about being fruitful discussions. What was different Sunday than the previous 99 meetings?
What we did on Sunday was explore ways to possibly settle the contract. And when we started that exploration, the district said they were not authorized to reach an agreement. And that's when the talks broke off.
We heard a lot of clapping in there. Can you kind of tell me about the mood of the teachers?
Teachers are very disappointed that they don't have a contract. They feel waiting 11 months was more than patient. And they are firm and resolute in taking this action.
Karen, I'm hearing you're going to tell your story via TV ads. Is that true?
We have bought some 30-second spots that'll be on the TV on Wednesday.
What channel? Just kidding.
All three.
Okay.
It was not lighthearted. It was very serious. People really are considering their options and feel that all the options have been used, and this is the process they're going forward with.
What should parents know come Thursday?
Parents should be making plans for their children. They should be calling their schools and finding out what's going to happen, and each parent will have to do what they think is best for their own child.